Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. The Penticton V's have been a model of consistency in the BCHL for over a decade and have developed many future NHL stars. Join us now, V's play-by-play man, Fraser Rogers, who's at a front row seat to many of these superstars. Fraser, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Gino. Thanks for having me on.
Fraser, first off, you got to tell me, what is the deal about the BCHL? What's in the water out there that makes you guys develop such incredible talent?
That's a great question. I think testament is to, head coach and GM and president Fred Harbinson and the program he has put together here. Obviously, a wealth of experience at the NCAA level he brought with him here, and it is structured at the junior level like a college program here, just the way they have it set up, Gino, with when it comes to the facility here, the South Okanagan Event Center, a beautiful building, a 5,000-seat facility can expand to, and with the team itself, their dressing room set up, a student lounge, a weight room, top-of-line video scouting equipment they supply the players, and, the staff is structured like a professional environment from top to bottom, and I think that just breeds winners, and they recruit winning kids, and kids with the right attitudes, and it's been, for me, talk about having a front row seat. I have been spoiled watching some great teams over the years, and, it's a testament as well. I guess, success breeds success, and when you start winning and developing players for the college and then pro level eventually, good players from around the country and around North America want to come here. So it opens up a lot of doors, and the V's find a way to, again, restock those cupboards year in and year out.
Another great year for the V's, 17th in the CJHL National Top 20 rankings. Now they're taking on Chilliwack in the Fred Page Cup right now. How good is this team? Give us a sense of how deep this team can go this year.
Yeah, it's funny. It's not your typical Penticton V's team. I'm sure you guys talked about the Tyson Jost and the Dante Fabro yep. last year, the first-round draft picks, or that superstar team in 2012 that won the national championship and won 42 games in a row. It's a bit different, bit of a blue-collar, workman-like group here, a team that's, better than the sum of its parts, I guess you would say. And it's a deep team, as you mentioned. You look at it in this Fred Page Cup final against Chilliwack. They have affiliate players making impacts. 15-year-old Massimo Rizzo scored his first BCHL goal in Game 3 in a win. Highly touted 2001-born BC product. And Cassidy Bowes, another good young prospect, scoring as well his first BCHL goal in the series. So it's not just the regular roster players. They have a wealth of call-ups that they can call up and put in the lineup and insert guys in and out. And, it's like a good puzzle piece that they put pieces together and it works. And to answer your question, I think it's just up to them. When they play to their potential, it's a heavy, a hard team to play against. They, have more than just one line. It's not one particular line that you have to worry about. Several players that at any given time can make an impact. And I think it's a real difficult matchup game for the opposition during these playoff runs. It's not only a skilled team, but a team that plays maybe heavier than other teams the V's have had in the past. I think teams are trying to still adjust to that and try to find a way to match that intensity because it seems like the V's just don't have an engine that quits. And I think just to talk about a future forecast for them when trying to run for a national championship, it's up to the V's, how far they want to go. I think this team is built solid from the goaltending out, and it's built to be a winner. And I think they play to the potential. They should be playing into May.
In conversation with Fraser Rogers, the play-by-play voice of the Penticton V's of the BCHL, let me just take your local hat off for a second and go national just for a moment. There are many parents who are listening to this and many players who are listening to this trying to decide what route to take, the BCHL and the Canadian Junior Hockey League or potentially a WHL team in the CHL. What would you say to a parent who's saying, I want what's best for my kid in the development of hockey skills? Could I get that at the BCHL level instead of the WHL level?
You know what? That's a key word. You say skill development, and that's the biggest key, I think, at the BCHL Junior A level is the ability to hone your skills with development. It's not just the game experience. It's the development of the player. And a big thing at Junior A, yes, they don't play, a big schedule when it comes to 72 games, like maybe the major junior, but the practice time that you get to develop skills in the weight room time, that you get to develop yourself physically in the maturation process is critical. You talk about it, the college level, you see NHL alumni rave about the ability to practice, get into the weight room and develop physically and be ready you see college guys, you know, that sign right out of college, they're in the lineups. You look at Charlie McAvoy in Boston right now, one of the top two defensemen after playing at Boston University just a few weeks ago. It's the ability to practice every day on the ice and have practice time with skilled coaches, goaltending coaches, obviously your regular coaching staff, then in a weight room with your strength and conditioning coach. Because a lot of time, the major junior level, and this is not a disrespect, it's just the travel schedule is so much more intense. Right. There's a lot of time on the bus and not a lot of time on the ice between games. So if parents are looking how to develop their son for the professional game or try to get him to the next level, the junior A level offers the ability to be on the ice, get that critical one-on-one time with coaches, get the skill developments with drills and structure and learning how to develop yourself not only as a player but as a person as well, with the ability to be better around the weight room and with his coaching, and find a way to, depending on your program, be a professional as well and act like. And that's what the V's, I think, preach as well. It's not only development on the ice, it's development off the ice. And I think the junior level, just nationally looking at it, the ability to be able to develop yourself every day and have that ability to go on the ice and be in the weight room.
Well said. Hey, Fraser, thanks for this. We appreciate it. And I got a sense that we'll be talking again very soon.
Thanks, Gino. Appreciate it.
That was Fraser Rogers, the play-by-play voice of the Penticton Vs of the BCHL. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.